We end this hour on a sad note. We learn today of the death of a remarkable young woman. Her name was Tembi Ngubane, and you first heard her on this program 3 years ago. Ngubane lived in one of South Africa's largest shanty towns, and one of many things that made her special was that she was open about the fact she had AIDS. Independent producer Joe Richmond gave her a tape recorder, and Ngubane chronicled a year in her life for us in a series of intimate diary entries. Now, Joe Richmond remembers Ngubane's all-too-brief life.
When I first met Tembi, she was 19. She was living in a shack, and she was HIV positive. I suppose the odds were stacked against her, but it didn't seem that way at the time. Tembi thought the virus should be scared of her, rather than the other way around. And one of the first things she recorded for her diary was what she called her HIV prayer.
Hello, HIV, you trespasser. You are in my body. You have to obey the rules. You have to respect me. And if you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. You mind your business, I'll mind mine. Then I'll give you your ticket when your time comes.
Over the course of a year, Tembi recorded about 50 hours of tape. Interviews with her family and friends, late night dancing with her boyfriend, Malakaya, the sounds of her baby and Wabo, and the moment when she told her father that she had AIDS. But the most amazing part of Tembi's story was what happened after her diary aired. Tembi traveled to the United States in 2006 to present her story in high schools and colleges. She met Bill Clinton and then Senator Barack Obama. Yet what Tembi was most proud of was slowly finding the courage to speak out in her own country. At the time, very few people in South Africa were talking openly about their HIV status. In March 2007, she addressed the South African Parliament.
Every time I went to the clinic, someone is dying because all these people have lack of knowledge. All these people don't believe that AIDS exists. That's why people must stop discriminating because it's not going to go away. It's up to us to do something about it.
Tembi was under 5 feet tall, but she was a big presence. Brave, open, and funny, with a really charming smile. It was sometimes difficult to remember that she was sick. This week, Tembi was diagnosed with drug-resistant TB. She died last night. She was 24.
I'm just imagining what this world would be like without me. I'm not scared of dying, but I'm scared of not being here. I'm just going on with my life.
The voice of Tembi Ngubane from her radio diary recorded in 2006. You can hear it at our website, npr.org. Our remembrance came from Joe Richmond of Radio Diaries.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.